I also want you to know that the more that you can set yourself a deadline and really sort of do that final push to get that last 20%, you know, of the job done, there's like that saying of like, it takes 80% of the effort to get the last 20% done. It's so true. And I want you to know that when you're actually in that flow and that flow state, it actually feels so good. And I just wanted that to be my encouragement for you today, that you can do it too.
Welcome to Imprint, a podcast about creating a home and life you love. I'm Natalie Walton, an interior designer, stylist, and best-selling author focused on an holistic approach to homes. Each week, I'm sharing insights and interviews about the creative process to help you enhance both your interiors and well-being, as well as provide you with the tools and resources to make considered and sustainable choices with all that you create.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Imprint. I'm very much looking forward to today's conversation with you about renovating your home and really wanting to share, well, two key things. The first one is really about how to get to the finish line, because I think that it is so easy when we're working on a project for it to feel like it's just never going to end. And that was happening to me recently. I actually think that the last episode I recorded about the renovation of the HQ space for my shop Imprint House, I was feeling that big time. And I will link to that episode in the show notes. I've a few times thought, should I just can that episode? I felt so negative in it, in the sense of I was really in a headspace of sharing all the mistakes that I'd made. And look, they're very valuable mistakes, and I think that you can learn a lot from that episode. But personally, myself, I sort of feel like, wow, I really let loose on that one, or that's at least how it felt to me afterwards. And today, well, it's not today, yesterday, It was actually the day before. And I was in literally the final fit out stage, or the sort of installation stage of my latest renovation project. And I distinctly remember I was standing at the bookcase and I was putting my books on the bookcase to display in the office area. And I just had this moment of thinking, oh, I'm so glad that I'm at this point. I am loving this so much. I am having so much fun. It is so nice to see this project come to life. It is so nice for the ideas that I've had in my head for what seems like years to finally have come into fruition, to be, you know, reaching the end of this project, but it's all coming together so beautifully. And I'm so happy with how it's turned out. And there've been definitely a lot of teething problems along the way, but I'm just really loving it. And I thought, I need to record a podcast episode about this feeling, because I think when you're in the throes of a renovation, it can feel like it's just never going to end. And so one big idea that I want to share with you today is it will end. But there are three really big things that you need to do to make it happen. And these are things that I have used over and over again, and they've helped me on so many different projects. So that's what today's episode is going to be about, sharing these three big ideas with you. And also, it will probably be quite a short episode, because I just also want you to know that it really is worth it. I know that there are times when the budget is blowing out, when costs are going sky high, when you're looking at your bank balance and it's just going down, 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 and maybe you're even having to get scrappy, maybe you're having to borrow money off friends or family or whatever it is, maybe you're having to go back to the bank. You know, these things happen, but it really is worth it, because at the end of the journey, you are going to have an asset. And that is what I actually love about real estate. That is what I love about interior design. It is what I love about all the things that I do, is that you add value to a space. And that space not only can enhance your life if you're going to be living in that space, or enhance somebody else's life if you're an interior designer and helping them on their project, but it also can reap real financial benefits too, because you are adding the value to any given space. And automatically, as soon as you're finished, you have already added so much value to a particular property. And it really is, it's such a smart way often to use your time and your money. And I know that initially it can not feel like that way. And of course, you know, there are other elements that go into this, but overall, definitely for myself and my husband, investing in real estate, putting our imprint on spaces and putting our touch and, you know, increasing the value has really been one of the best things that we have done in all of our various projects. So I just want to share that encouragement for you. If you're, like I said, if you're at that point where you're starting to feel like this just feels like it's never going to end. And to be honest, I was kind of getting to that point. I was getting to the point where I just felt like I just almost want to put my head in the sand and pretend that this doesn't exist and I just want it to go away. And I don't know if any of you are feeling that right now, but I have been there. And I think it's kind of like pregnancy in so many ways, that you go through waves. I have never been one of these people that just loves pregnancy and like, oh, I'm glowing every day. Instead, I've always been one of these people where, you know, yes, of course, it is amazing. That it's just, there's nothing else like having a child growing inside you. Like, it's just the most beautiful and surreal experience to know that. But the actual day-to-day of it, the feeling awkward or having reflux or, you know, like having your feet swell or I don't know, whatever the things are for you, feeling, yeah, did I say nauseous? That certainly came up a lot for me during my pregnancies. And, you know, that kind of day-to-day is often not great, you know, feeling tired, so fatigued, and then you've got little children running around still needing you to pick them up and their attention, and all you want to do is do nothing. So, you know, a renovation can be a lot like that in many ways. All right. But like I said, I just want you to think about what it's going to feel like when you're adding those beautiful finishing touches to your space, because it can happen. And I'm, like I said, I'm going to go through three simple ways to make it happen for you. So the first way is to set a deadline. Now, if you have been listening to this podcast for a while, you will know that I am a fan of setting a deadline. When you set a deadline, it moves you into action. And this can show up in so many different ways. I love having people come over to my house for dinner or for like, you know, even if it's a kind of business type meeting, whatever it is, because when that happens, I take great pride in my house. And so I always want it to look the best that it can be. And so it forces me to quickly run around, you know, tidy up, make sure everything's looking the best that it can be. And it's just such a nice way to then experience your home. And I really love that in its simplest form. But of course, there are other ways that you can do this. I do it for photo shoots. So sometimes I have photo shoots at my house. And again, those little projects that you've been putting off and thinking, okay, we've got to do this, we're going to do this. When I've had photo shoots, it really has propelled myself and my husband into action. And, you know, he knows the importance of some of these things and the opportunities that it can create. And so it really has pushed us to get stuff done. And it's as simple as that. And so for us with this HQ project for Imprint House, which is a showroom for my shop, Imprint House, it is also an office and a warehouse space. We had already moved into the warehouse because we had set ourselves a deadline for that. And then the problem was getting the kind of showroom and offices ready. And that was the bit that just felt like it was going on forever. And basically I said, we just have to set an opening date, that we're going to have an opening date. And by setting that date and giving ourselves that deadline, all of a sudden, it just refocused us and re-energized us in a really powerful way. Now, I know many of you who listen in Australia, often for us, it's getting things done by Christmas, because the Christmas holidays are often when a lot of Australia goes into kind of a summer shutdown period where people go on family holidays, and a lot of trades aren't available until at least kind of mid-January. So if you're not in your house by that time, then you're going to be still paying your mortgage or still paying rent, whatever that is for you, during a period where you just can't get hold of anyone. And people are just much slower in January. There isn't that kind of momentum. Whereas I think just before Christmas, everyone has the same thought. Everyone is wanting to get this project finished so that everyone, including the trades, can go off on their summer holidays and not have to think about that job anymore. And I'm sure it's something similar. I know in Europe, there's a big shutdown period in August. I'm not sure if that's similar in the US, but I think, you know, having some kind of deadline that we must be in our home by Christmas, or just setting yourself some kind of other deadline. Perhaps you can book your first Airbnb guest and know, well, we've just got to get it finished by then. I know one of my good friends who's got a very successful Airbnb, that was basically what they had to do. They got to a point where they knew they had to start taking bookings because the project had gone on for longer than they expected due to a whole host of reasons. And so they really had to go, okay, we have to open up the books for bookings because we need to start recouping some of these costs. So that might be it for you, is that you might think, okay, come the Easter holidays, those school holidays, we want to have this place open and we need to start opening for bookings now so that we can start to get that. And just setting yourself that deadline is a really powerful way to move into action. So I really, really, really encourage you to do that. The second idea that I wanted to share with you, and look, all of these are quite basic, but it is so, it's amazing how we forget when we're sort of feeling like we just want to stick our head in the sand, we just, you know, can feel very defeated. And so that's what I love about the deadline, because it moves you into action and it's like, okay, this is the deadline. We've got to get this done. So how are we going to get it done? So for us, it really was about clearing the decks and getting all hands on deck. So that basically both my husband and I, we then went, okay, we are going to take everything else, all of our other projects off the table. We are not going to focus on anything else but getting this space finished. And so my husband and I, and even to the point where this past weekend, it was the last weekend of school holidays, and we said to our children, look, we're sorry, we have to, you know, finish this space. We've got the opening on Thursday. And it was a very rainy kind of weekend. And so they just played Monopoly all weekend. Luckily, you know, they're old enough that they can do that kind of thing. So they were just at home and we went to the space and we were just working on it all weekend, because I don't have the capacity to be staying up till 3 o'clock in the morning doing these things anymore. I just don't have it. And I don't want to do that. It has to work in a different kind of way. So I gave myself enough time to be able to do the installation. And, you know, I've just been doing it basically by myself. So that has been a big thing. But also in terms of getting all hands on deck. So both my husband and I said, yep, that's it. Okay, we're going to both focus on this. But then there were some elements of, okay, how can we get some help with this? And so we reached out to someone that has worked with us in the past. She's assisted me on photo shoots, because we suddenly realized we actually need to like ice all this stuff. If we've got, you know, people coming into the showroom and they're, you know, got queries about price, then, you know, we need to sort of actually price in for the opening as well. So we got her in to help with that, because we kind of forgot that, oh my goodness, we've actually got to do all these other things that relate to having a showroom, not just having a finished space. So really making sure that you clear the decks and as much as possible get all hands on deck. I mean, for you, that might be saying, you know, if you've got family that you can call upon and say, can you take the kids this weekend, or can they go and stay with you, or whatever it is, to just get it done. And my husband has been doing paint touch-ups because it was just in the end, we had a bit of a bad experience with the painters, and then they're not available to the end of October. We got other painters in and they're not available until the end of October. And we just can't keep waiting. And this has been our problem with this project, is where we've been working with sort of, my friend, I think she called it like done for you work. It's basically the kind of trades where like you're paying them, you know, on an hourly rate, and you're just at their kind of behest in terms of their availability. And so it's been a little bit problematic for us in that way of like, oh gosh, we can't wait until now the end of October to get these painters in. We're just going to have to finish it off ourselves. And my husband has been doing all the touch-ups and doing things like using a razor blade to like clear off the paint off the stairs and things like that. Like all those little details that, you know, so often like just get overlooked. And they just, both my husband and I, we actually, you know, have got a very high level of detail. And I think we drive everyone crazy because of that. But that probably leads nicely into point three, which both of us have to, because we can have these kind of perfectionist type tendencies where we really want that high level of detail and really high quality of finish, because, you know, excellence is important to us, but we really have to prioritize. And again, this is my encouragement for you, is to prioritize what's most important. I had a moment, and I'm going to put my hand up and confess, I had a moment where I think we all do this. We start to zone out, because I was getting tired in the afternoon, and we've got these scales for the warehouse, and they came with this terrible blue sticker. Like it's like this plastic sticker on them, I guess to protect them because it's stainless steel, so they don't get scratched. And at one point my husband had tried to take it off, and so there's only a little bit of the sticker come off, but not all of it. And then I just started to stand there and I was picking at this blue sticker. And then I had a moment of like, what are you doing? Like you've got all these people coming to this opening and you're trying to take off a sticker off something that nobody's going to see because nobody's going to be going into the warehouse. And it was just the most ridiculous thing. And it's like, no, okay, what is the most important thing I need to be doing right now? I really need to focus on those things. And it's just one of those really good reminders that what are the most important things? What are the biggest priorities? And that's what I said to my husband, because we were talking about what needed to be done. And I said, we just need to start at the front of the space. And what are the most visible things that people are really going to notice? And really, honestly, there are some things that we have decided we will just have to do after the opening. So yes, it's not ideal, but there are some little touch-ups. And I said, you know, that's just going to have to wait. Like we have to get a new frame put around the bathroom door, and that needs to be, the paintwork needs to be finished on that, because again, the painters didn't finish that in time. And so my husband was going to do that. And it's like, people are not going to see that. And if they are, it's not really the most important thing. What is the front facing stuff that is the most important thing? And just focus on those things. So, you know, for you, it might be, we just have to finish the house. We can do the garden when we get in, we can work on that and a bit by bit, you know, pace, or, you know, finish the deck off at another time or whatever it is for you, but really focus on what are the things that we need to do to get into the space, and really focus on those, and don't get distracted with the kind of the things that seem urgent or important, but actually in reality, they're not like a sticker on a scale. So I'm sure some of you can probably relate to that. It is so easy, I think, particularly when you start to feel tired and you lose your clarity and you lose your confidence. And so I will add to that, make sure you drink lots of water. I know it sounds silly to say, but make sure you drink lots of water. Make sure that you eat good food so that you're not kind of having crashes. And just really look after yourself. Still try and get enough sleep so that you're really clear-headed. And for me, it really is about doing the most important work first. So when I've got the most energy, first thing in the morning, that's when I go there. And then in the afternoons, then I kind of come back home and I do some computer work then. But anything that where I'm sort of standing on my feet all day and running around, and because these have stairs, so like literally running up and down stairs, and we don't have stairs in our home, so I'm not used to it. But, you know, really focusing on when you are the most energized, that's really important as well. So just wanted to quickly recap on these three ideas to really help you get over that finish line. So the first is to set a deadline. The second is to clear the decks and get all hands on deck. And the third is to prioritize what's most important to get the job done. If you are in the pointy end of a renovation, or maybe you're in the messy middle and feeling like it's never going to end, I want you to know that there is light at the end of the tunnel. I also want you to know that, the more that you can set yourself a deadline and really sort of do that final push to get that last 20% of the done, you know, of the job done. There's like that saying of like, it takes 80% of the effort to get the last 20% done. It's so true. But you can do it. And I did it. And I want you to know that when you're actually in that flow and that flow state, it actually feels so good. And I just wanted that to be my encouragement for you today, that you can do it too. So we'd love to hear from you. And also, I just will quickly remind you as well, if you are planning a renovation, Renovation Ready is about to close enrollment. So if this is something that you have been wanting to do, and join me and Courtney Adamo, we have got a online course called Renovation Ready. We share our entire roadmap on how to avoid the big mistakes that we've made on our projects. We give you a clear roadmap to really simplify the process of, you know, how to renovate in the most stress-free way possible. And so if you would like to join us, we will be kicking off very soon. All the details are at renovationready.net, and would love to see you there. And if you've got a friend who's about to embark on a renovation or is, you know, in the thick of it, then be sure to recommend either this episode or share the details of the course to them, because I think they're going to find it really helpful. So you can get all the details. There'll be a link in the show note as well, but you can go to renovationready.net /workshop if you want to get details on that as well. All right. Thanks, everyone. Hope you have a beautiful week, and I hope this has been the encouragement that you need.
All of the links and info for this episode are at nataliewalton.com/podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so that you can get a direct download of the latest episode. And I really appreciate when you take a minute to rate and review, as well as share the love with someone you know who might benefit from this episode, or on social media. If you'd like to access a range of free resources, come visit my website, nataliewalton.com. Thank you to Jaeger Media for producing this podcast. And I would also like to acknowledge the people of the Bundjalung Nation where it was recorded, and pay my respects to elders past, present, and emerging. I look forward to connecting again soon. I'm Natalie Walton, and you've been listening to Imprint.